Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskatya Desatarani. So first of all, I would like to say that it is really wonderful to see so many devotees here at the Govardhan retreat, and especially sitting beneath these sacred ancient pilu trees. I think that we will all be able to spend some valuable days together by the side of Giriraj and hearing some wonderful Krishna katha. I would like to welcome the devotees whose faces I see regularly, old friends, and also the new devotees who may be coming for the first time. Perhaps for some of you it is a little exciting, even perhaps a little bit nerve-wracking, to have come all this way and be sitting here. Now, this place that we are sitting is, we say, by the side of Giriraj. But this area sometimes looks quite different than it does right now. It is often the scene of bustling village activities here. This is known as the Drishyaman, what you can see with your eyes. And motorcycles pass across here, and dogs are walking around, and monkeys are jumping from the hill and from the trees, and there are pigs snorting around in the garbage, wandering here and there. So also, of course, every day there are pilgrims who are walking on this path, going by, doing their pilgrimage, going towards Jatipur, and some very fortunate souls actually live here, like these trees, for example. And then, from the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear how Giriraj was the transcendental seat of so many wonderful, playful pastimes of Krishna's. And we hear of the time when he was a vast mountain with many hills, rather than just the tip of Giriraj, which we can see now. We also know, of course, that Giriraj became the umbrella that was lifted by Krishna on his hand, and he supported and saved all the residents of Vrindavan who met in great happiness underneath his shelter. So Giriraj very much likes to serve. He serves in the eternal spiritual realm, which we may not be able to perceive yet. And he serves the sadhana practitioners like ourselves, who come here to make our bhakti more strong, to become more earnest and try to make genuine spiritual progress. And he also serves everyone, the monkeys, the pigs, the donkeys, the ants, everyone. Giriraj is serving and providing and nourishing them. Giriraj does not discriminate between who is good and who is bad, but rather he serves. So it can be said that Giriraj is Krishna, or it can be said that Giriraj is the greatest servant of Krishna. But either way, Giriraj simply serves. So Giriraj's speciality to us as aspiring servants is his generous, kindly, nourishing, personable mode of service, even towards those of us who are aspiring one day to be servants of Krishna. So while we are here by the side of Giriraj for a few very fortunate days, try to meditate on the ways that Giriraj is serving eternally, but also right now. Try to find within your heart the desire to also become serious in serving others, and of course, especially in serving the devotees. Because this mode of giving is very much appreciated by Krishna, and of course, also by Giriraj himself. And if we try for this, he may give some illumination within our hearts, how we can progress on the path of bhakti, as given to us by Srila Prabhupada and the Guru Parampara and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Thank you.